Dear friends, I submit to you what I think you probably already know, but that all indicators are that Anglicanism in Canada is at a crossroads. That in these very days in which we live, heading towards Winnipeg, June 19 to 25, we are at the time, a time of decision, a time of choosing. But our concern is not for the politics per se. We have much bigger fish to fry than whether this motion is defeated or whatever. It is the prayer that Jesus prayed to the Father, Father, glorify your Son. Now, I'm not saying that the defeat of motions is not significant. I'm saying that they're only significant, that all of this stuff is only significant insofar as it participates in the will of the Father, which is to glorify the Son, so that people would be drawn to Jesus, into a saving knowledge of Him. The mandate and the call of the church is to fulfill the Great Commission to make disciples of Jesus. That has never changed and will not change. You and I are in a time in which that is our mandate. The time has come. We are at a crossroads in Anglicanism in Canada. Now is the time. I also want to say to you that it is a time of real and present danger. That though we believe in a God who is mighty and powerful, there is a real possibility that the Anglican Church of Canada will make the choice to walk apart from the Anglican Communion. Now, that may not sound too scary to you, but in fact, what it symbolizes is, I believe in the Anglican Communion, we have a faithful witness of Christianity. A faithful witness of what Anglicans have known and believed and practiced down through the ages. A faithful witness which takes its lead from the Scriptures, that believes that in the Bible we are given inside information which informs our understanding of God, of life in Him, and of human nature and of what we need. That irrespective of what the culture may be saying in such persuasive terms, that as Christians we understand things in a different way because we have inside information, which is called the Word of God. And so it is that through the primates, through the Anglican Communion, we are being offered a gracious invitation to respond. Romans 2 says, the goodness of the Lord leads you to repentance. So that it's not that there's a power trip going on in which the Anglican Communion is trying to assert its power and keep Anglicanism in Canada under its little thumb. But in fact, it is that in a faithful call, we are being invited to repent. And so that God can send His blessing as perhaps never before in our days. Now is a time. Now is a day. But there is a real danger.